Boone's Lick by Larry McMurtry, read by Will Patton.
Book One. Mules. Uncle Seth was firmly convinced that bad things mostly happen on cloudy days. A thunderhead or two don't hurt, but too much cloudy weather makes people restless and mean, females particularly, he remarked as we were walking down to the Missouri River. They don't make Ma mean. She's mean anyway, G.T. said. He had acquired the habit of contradiction, as Uncle Seth liked to put it. G.T. could usually be counted on to do the unexpected. Only yesterday, he jumped up and stabbed Grandpa Crackenthorpe in the leg with a pocket knife, probably because he got tired of hearing Grandpa complain about the food. The knife didn't go in very far, but even so, Grandpa's palate looked as if a shoat had been butchered on it. G.T. ran away and hid in the thicket, but Ma gave him a good thrashing anyway when he finally came in. Quick-tempered as he was, G.T. was still scared of the dark. "It's best to walk small around Mary Margaret," Uncle Seth allowed. "You just need to walk a little smaller on cloudy days." The three of us had strolled down to the river in hopes that we could catch or trap or shoot something Ma could cook, something with a good taste to it, if possible. We had been living on old dry mush for about 3 weeks, which is why Grandpa complained. I had a fishing pole, G.T. had a wire mesh crawdad trap, and Uncle Seth had his Sharps rifle, which he kept in an oilcloth sheath, never allowing a drop of rain to touch it. He had been a Union sharpshooter in the war between the states and could regularly pop a turtle in the head at 75 yards. A skill, but not a useful skill, because the turtles he popped always sank.